from the 88.5 GPB Atlanta Newsroom. I'm Leah Fleming. It was a contentious day in the state capitol as legislators voted on close to 90 bills during yesterday's session. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports from the capitol on what passed, what failed, and what happened before the stroke of midnight.
The House went until 11:10 p.m. to get everything in. The Senate clocked in at just under 8 hours, voting on more than 30 bills. The most controversial measure that moved forward would transfer control of Atlanta's airport from the city to the state. Democrat Nan Orrock of Atlanta blasted the bill, saying it was bad for business.
Why would you think it's wise to run roughshod over Delta Airlines, who has done and made every effort to bring the information to you that this is not good for Georgia, it's not good for business, it's not good for the airport?
After several years of trying, lawmakers passed a bill that would create penalties for hate crimes, and one of the final bills would effectively ban women from seeking abortions. The so-called heartbeat bill stops doctors from performing the procedure if a heartbeat is detected, which most medical professionals say happens around 6 weeks into pregnancy. Representative Park Cannon of Atlanta spoke out against the bill. She said the legislature should be focusing on things like lowering maternal mortality rates.
But by passing this legislation today, we will instead spend time fighting this in different courts in our state and outside of our state.
Lawmakers are back to work today. The final day of the session is April 2nd. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
In other news, Atlanta Hawks forward Vince Carter, who is the oldest active player in the NBA, says this season will not be his last. The 42-year-old told ESPN that he'll be back next season if an NBA team is interested.
Whatever it takes to survive and play at this level, I'm willing to do. And that's something a lot of guys around my age or a little younger aren't willing to do. And it takes a lot, but it's just I still love it.
Carter is currently signed to a one-year deal with Atlanta. The eight-time All-Star ranks 20th all-time in the NBA for points scored. Georgia joined a string of states moving to enact tough abortion restrictions as the state house passed a ban on most abortions after a fetal heartbeat can be detected. Governor Brian Kemp threw his support behind the measure earlier yesterday.
Georgia is a state that values life. We shield the vulnerable and shelter the innocent. I applaud the Health and Human Services Committee for advancing legislation to protect the unborn.
House Democrats spoke out against the measure strongly. If the heartbeat bill becomes law, it would be among the most restrictive in the country. Abortion rights advocates have vowed to challenge the legislation in court if it does become law.